I am a believer.
It's easy to believe.
It's easy to believe.
Now, let me tell you, that just builds you up when you say that, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. And I believe that's what Abraham did when he found out that he was going to have a child. We're turning again right, we did this in the first lesson, but we're going to Romans 4 again because it is such a pivotal verse on faith and how you can really remove that mountain out of your life, because he had all of these different things. He believed, and he rested on God's word. He believed who God was, and we need to do the same. It says in the very beginning here of Romans 4:17, Darren, Abraham believed God. And I looked up the word believed, and it's number 4100, and it's pistuo, and it means constancy. And it comes from 3980, to convince by argument. And as I was saying the other day, we have to convince our flesh. We have to convince our flesh that God's way is the only way that we're going to take.
You know, I believe our flesh is a servant. It should be a servant. We shouldn't be serving it. It should be serving us.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that every cell has a mind of its own.
Mm-hmm.
Medical practice today would tell you that that's true.
Yes.
So you can talk to yourself and bring your whole self into compliance here. And we're not talking about New Age philosophies, folks. We're talking about the Word of God is so powerful that you can bring that rebel flesh into subjection and it can serve you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, as you begin to build up your word level and build up your faith level, because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God, as you build up your faith level, it's going to be easier to cause things to happen. For example, it's going to be a lot easier to get healed when you're down the track with faith. God has a reputation in your life. In other words, you know how dependable he really is, because you see him healing you over and over and over, bringing miracles and blessings into your life. And you can just, I'll use the word program or reprogram, and take that rebel flesh and say, look, when we say the word of God, you are going to obey. You're going
That's
to come
right.
into compliance here. You're going to come into agreement.
That's right.
And not be a rebel and in disagreement here.
Well, part of the word believe means to grow and build in confidence. So we know it's not immediate. In some cases, it is not immediate. We have a growth here. It also means to take the right road. I know if I'm going to a destination, say I'm driving up to see my mom in Greeley, I have to take the right road. And it's not going to get me there immediately, but I know I'm on the right track. And that's what this believing is. When we know we're on the right track, we're serving the right God, we're reading the right literature and the right word, then we know our destination is going to be great.
But you know, when you're going north out of Denver and you're on I-25, you have to turn that steering wheel ever so gently. And pretty
mm-hmm.
soon you're on the highway going up through Brighton and Fort Lupton
yes.
and on up that way.
That's right.
Now, the difference between I-25, which also goes north, and is it Highway 85 that goes through Greeley?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay. Then the difference is about 20 miles from I-25, which basically is straight north and south. But the difference on up to Greeley there is about 20 or 25 miles east
mm-hmm.
of I-25.
Mm-hmm.
But the course corrections were very, very gentle, very easy. And, of course, you've got to watch out somebody doesn't run over you, because they drive pretty fast in Denver, right?
Yes.
That's probably your biggest concern. But those little course corrections makes that big of a difference as you go on down the track.
Mm-hmm.
We need to move away from the flesh.
That's right.
We need to be renewed in the spirit of our mind, as it says in Romans 12:2. And when you renew your mind, you begin to renew your habit patterns, and then you can start thinking like Abraham. And Abraham came out of a family of idol makers. I mean, he wasn't always raised with great righteousness and believing in the Most High God and that kind of thing. He was from the son of an idol maker, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet God said, I want you to get up. We're going to change locations for you here. He told him originally to leave his family behind,
mm-hmm.
but his father went along. And God really didn't bless Abraham until after his father died, right?
I'm not going to touch that one, because it doesn't mean that we have to, you know,
no,
all
but
of our relatives have to die. But
no,
yes.
But isn't that true?
That's
isn't
true.
That what
yes, yes. Uh-huh,
now,
uh-huh.
The reason I'm saying that, and I agree with you, Barbara, you don't have to move away and I'll pray for all your family to die. But I believe there is a lesson here. You have
mm-hmm.
to get away from the old lifestyle.
That's right.
And if you can't do it where you are with so many influences, you may have to move. You may have to go it alone in terms of the flesh.
That's right. And as some of you really would truly agree with us, sometimes the most negative and unbelieving remarks come from family. So when we do go into an adventure, like a faith adventure, we need to be sure that we have people that believe as we do, that can edify us and encourage us and build our confidence rather than those that knock it down.
And we're not down on family.
No, don't
misunderstand what we're saying here. But here, God comes to Abraham and he says, you're going to father a child. And Abraham looked at himself and he knew that he was beyond childbearing age.
Mm-hmm.
He knew that his wife was beyond childbearing age. I mean, they hadn't been thinking about kids for a long time. I don't think they had a crib and a nursery all set up, do you?
No.
I don't think they were prepared for this.
They were living in tents at the time, that's right.
Well, in Romans 4:16 it says, "For this reason it is by faith that it might be in accordance with grace, in order that the promise may be certain to all the descendants, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all." Now, what this is alluding to here is Galatians 3. And Galatians 3 says we're really heirs of Abraham through Jesus.
That's right, those who are in Christ Jesus.
And
yes.
If you believe in Jesus Christ, you're in the faith covenant.
You're the seed of Abraham.
You're the seed of
Absolutely,
Abraham.
Absolutely, that's right. In fact, the word is really sperma. You are really an actual physical. I don't know how God does this, but we're not only spiritual, but we're a physical seed of Abraham.
Well,
and some people would want to argue with that, but I truly believe I'm not German anymore. I'm Jew. I'm a Jew. I am in the line and lineage of Jesus.
You're talking spiritually now.
I'm talking spiritually. That's
Praise
right. And
God.
What is the most important? It is our spirit man. That's right. Praise God.
Well, I still think I'm more Irish than I ought to be. As it is written, the father of many nations have I made you in the sight of him whom he believed,
That's
even
right.
God who gives life to the dead and calls into being that which
does not exist. Oh, hallelujah.
Now, one of the reasons I love this so much is Abraham believed in God, and it was accounted to him, credited to him, reckoned to him, is another word they use, as righteousness. Well, God is calling into being those things that do not exist, and some of you are looking around and saying, the answer I need doesn't even exist on the face of the earth, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But that answer exists in the spirit world,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to tell you how to bring that answer in and move the mountains out of your life. And this is such a key teaching, Barb. I get so excited about this because this is where I live as a faith man. As a man of faith, this is where I spend most of my time meditating.
Well, we know that God, without faith, it is impossible to please God. We also know that the righteous man lives by faith. So we know that faith is a key ingredient in a Christian's life. And this next phrase...
Now, just a minute. You gave a couple scriptures there. You gave Hebrews 11:6. It says, mm-hmm. without faith, it's impossible
That's
to
right.
please
you
God.
You cannot so, please him
So in other
faith.
Words, getting faith is a commandment, really.
It truly is.
It's
That's
an
a command of God. Absolutely.
All right, then you gave another scripture. Which one was that?
Habakkuk 4:2.
And it says?
It says, the righteous man shall live by faith. And this is the one phrase, this is the premise on which Martin Luther left the Catholic Church and went and... against all odds, against total persecution in that day, because he was in the hierarchy of the Catholic Church in his town, but he decided that it was by faith and not by works that a man pleases God, and went against all of the teaching of that day.
Right.
So this is a great phrase.
There is also a scripture in Romans that says, whatever is not of faith is sin.
That's right.
So we don't have a choice to be, you know, we don't have this and it's not a luxury, folks, but you don't have a choice to sit back and say, well, I don't choose to be one of those faith nuts. Well, you need to be a person of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. If you're going to get your prayers answered, you got to be pleasing to God.
Well, and it was by faith that we accepted Jesus as
right.
our Savior.
Amen.
You need faith to believe that when you ask forgiveness for your sins, he's going to forgive you and he's going to give you eternal life.
But you got that by the measure of faith that he gave you.
That's right. Praise
now
God.
Now it's up to us, once we get saved, then, to develop the faith walk with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, we have to learn to operate in the unseen world. In other words, the spirit world. You can't just lollygag around and say, well, somehow, some way, come see, come saw, it'll happen.
Yes.
No, you have to apply the Word of God. You need to put yourself into a school of confirmation. And I'm not talking here about a Lutheran church or a Catholic church or Episcopal or where they have a confirmation ceremony. I'm talking about you allowing the Word of God to conform you to the image of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be like Him.
Yes. Now, getting into this 18th verse, it says, in hope against hope, he believed in order that he might become a father of many nations. I don't believe this occurred overnight, because I've read many books, and in the Word here, he had to take hope and turn that hope into faith. Now, E.W. Kenyon has a wonderful little phrase in his book on faith, Three Kinds of Faith, and he talks about hope and faith having a